William the Pirate by Richmal Crumpton. Read by Martin Jarvis. William and the Musician. William sat on the crest of the hill, a small, squat, untidy figure, his chin cupped in his hands. From his point of vantage, he surveyed the wide expanse of country that swept out before him, and as he surveyed it, he became the owner of all the land and houses, as far as he could see, further than he could see, casting aside the hampering bonds of possibility, as well as probability. He became the ruler of all England, finding the confines even of England too cramping for him. He became the ruler of the whole world. Assuming an air of sternness that bordered on ferocity, he made sweeping and imperious gestures with his right arm, gestures that sent his servants on missions to the farthest ends of the earth, that accorded praise or blame, that dealt out life or death, gestures at which the thousands of invisible minions around him trembled and sank to the ground, their foreheads in the dust. A rebellion was announced in a remote arm of his empire. With a wide movement of his arm, William sent out a vast army with instructions to show the rebels no quarter. Immediately afterwards, the army returned, bringing with it in chains the leaders of the rebellion. A fierce movement of his arm ordered them off to instant execution. Another movement pinned medals onto the breasts of the victorious generals. It was at this point that William realized that he was not alone. A small man had climbed the hill while William was engaged with the task of world government, and now sat.